This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. I'm Yield by Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Can you help us take a quick look around the rest of the planet outside of the United States and some of the growing regions and how conditions are moving through their seasons?
Absolutely. It's actually, the weather's getting more interesting in the rest of the world, I think. While we're kind of stuck in a rut here, China last week was getting very warm and dry. In fact, it got hot a couple of days where the temperatures got up close to 100 degrees and it hadn't rained for several days, and the dryness in the soil was really expanding. But over the Sunday-Monday period this week, there was a nice little rain event that occurred, followed by temperatures that were 20 degrees colder, and that was offering some nice relief. But the rain amounts weren't all that great, so about half of the dry region in China was relieved. The other half is needing more moisture for sure. Well, now we're going to turn the corner again, go back into the heat, and it looks like for the second half of this week through the weekend, maybe even early next week, we're going to see a steady diet of no rain, and there's going to be temperatures, you know, well into the 90s, and there's some computer forecast models out there. They're trying to get the temperature into the range of 100 to 110 degrees in Henan and some of the immediate neighboring areas, which is a very important crop area in the North China Plain. So we're going to be watching that real closely. It won't take them long to dry out again, since some areas didn't get a lot of rain. So that's going to be number one. Western Europe is drying down. Western Europe is probably going to see several days of very warm temperatures getting up into the 80s in France and parts of Spain and Portugal, but the good news for them is that it's not going to last very long. By the time we get to the end of the weekend, it'll be raining again in that area. And then in South America, I think Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, the far southernmost state there, is going to be subjected to yet another wave or two of very heavy rain. Rio Grande do Sul has seen a lot of rain here the last few weeks, and it looks like they're going to get 3 to 6 inches, with local amounts up to 8 inches, all coming up between now and probably late Saturday. And so some more flooding will occur there. They're trying to plant some winter wheat. They've planted some. They're probably going to have to replant it, to be honest with you. And there's some summer crops that are still trying to come out of the field that are not doing very well. Those are probably the most significant areas of interest right now around the world.
And second crop, corn in Brazil?
That second crop in Brazil is improving again. Now, they went through a period where it got very dry, and they were still trying to reproduce and fill some of that corn. And last weekend, we did see widespread rain occur across a big part of that production region. And in fact, the rains became fairly heavy for Brazil this time of year. It doesn't usually rain very much in center west or center south Brazil in the latter part of May. But everybody's got 2 to 4 times their usual amount of moisture now for the month to date, and it's time to dry down. And the forecast is going to do just that. We don't expect any more significant rain for the balance of this month or even into the first days of June. So conditions will be getting much better for maturing these crops and eventually the harvest.
Any time that we can expect improving conditions in the Midwest?
You know, the North American continent has been stuck in a rut here since I think it was about Easter, and we are still in that rut. I don't think we can come out of it for a little while longer. We're going to continue to see a very disjointed jet stream across North America that will continue to generate frequent bouts of rain. We are getting close to the end of this period of persistent weather, and I think as we get into June, we'll start trying to get out of it a little bit. But for the next couple of weeks, we're still going to be dealing with fairly frequent rain, but you'll notice that the intensity of the rain is beginning to lighten up, especially in the western Corn Belt, and we're going to see that trend continue for a while.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.